Chapter 11. Tuesday night, everyone met for a Sage Academy end-of-term tradition, the annual hide-and-seek. After dinner at home with her family, Nori headed straight to the Hall of Magic and Performance and snagged a seat next to Mitali. The other UDM kids were a couple of rows ahead. Father strode to the center of the stage. "Most of you know this already, but for our fifth graders and our guests from Dunwiddle Magic School, tonight is a chance for the senior flickers and the flicker faculty to test your wits." A cheer went up. The younger flickers began to chant, "Flickers! Flickers!" "Ahem," Father coughed. The young flickers went silent. "The hide-and-seek shall take place in the main building. First, the flickers will be dismissed and given 5 minutes to hide. All three floors are fair game. Then, when so directed, the rest of you will seek them." Mitali leaned over to Nori.
"I've heard it's super fun. Did you go to the hide-and-seek when you were little?"
Nori shook her head. She'd always been too little, according to Father. Father was telling everyone the rules. "You must not use paint or powdered sugar or anything else messy that might help you locate a hiding flicker if you tossed it in the right direction. Flyers, you may not assist your flicker friends by flying them out of reach. You are not licensed to take passengers, and I don't want to see a repeat of last year's chimney hijinks. The only flicker who can fly in this game is our double talent, Kinnett."
"There are a lot of rules," Nori whispered to Mitali. "How are we supposed to have fun with so many rules?"
Mitali shrugged.
"All our games have lots of rules."
"Fluxers may flux into creatures with night vision or powerful senses of smell," said Father. "Fuzzies, however, may not enlist the aid of animal companions. Those animals are not students here, and this game is only for students of Sage Academy."
"And Dunwiddle," called out Rune.
Father gave him a look.
"I stand corrected," he continued. "Flares may not heat, smoke, or use fire in any way to expose a flicker's location. Each found flicker is 1 point. Reminder that flickers must become visible immediately upon being found, and we'll report back here to Ms. Fujita. We have 30 senior flickers, 8 flicker faculty members, 1 staff member, and me, for a total of 40 flickers fighting fortune's finding."
He looked hopefully at the audience, perhaps expecting awe at his use of alliteration. When he received no reaction, he cleared his throat.
"The game ends at 10 p.m. If, at that time, 3 or more flickers remain undiscovered, the flicker students will all be treated to a movie night on Friday. What's more, the student who has the most points wins a new laptop."
The flickers gave an enormous cheer.
"I hear no one ever finds your father," said Mitali. "Not ever. Do you by any chance know his secret hiding place?"
Nori did not.
"All right," announced Father. "Use your ears, your noses, your well-educated intelligence, and good luck."
With that, he and all the senior flickers disappeared. Nori could hear them getting out of their seats saying,
"Good luck, suckers,"
to their non-flicker friends as they hurried out of the hall. Ms. Fujita set a timer for 5 minutes.
"You may speak among yourselves and strategize until the hide-and-seek begins."
"We could try puppy," Nori said to Mitali. "As puppies, we'd have a good sense of smell, but my puppy goes upside down pretty easily."
"All the fifth grade fluxers will be doing puppy," said Mitali. "And the older fluxers can do tracking breeds like bloodhounds. There's no point in doing that. I was thinking I might try my robin. I could fly around and maybe find Kinnett."
"Won't the flyers be up looking for her?"
"But they won't be tiny. I could slip into nooks and crannies. They can't."
Nori wasn't sure that would actually help, and she was still wondering what she could do to find the flickers when the timer went off.
The hunt was on.
Pepper and Marigold ran up to Nori full of excitement.
"If I fierce the flux students, that could clear the way for one of you to win the laptop," said Pepper, grabbing Nori's arm.
"Ooh, that was a great idea."
They jogged across the lawn to the main building.
going inside just as Sebastian tagged a flicker boy who was hiding behind a coat of arms in the hallway. The boy flickered back to visible.
"Aw, man," he complained.
Then, with a sigh, he asked, "Whom shall I say hath found me?" Apparently, that was the traditional flicker thing to say when caught.
"Sebastian Boondoggle," said Sebastian.
The boy slouched off.
Of course. Sebastian could see invisible things, and that included invisible people.
Sebastian opened the door to an apparently empty classroom, walked across to the teacher's desk, and tagged the flicker hiding under it. The girl stomped her feet as she came into view.
"Ugh, so annoying. Whom shall I say hath found me?" "Sebastian Boondoggle."
Nori and her friends trailed Sebastian as he walked easily through the building, gently tagging flicker after flicker. Wherever they went, students fluxed into bloodhounds and beagles, ran away because of Pepper's fiercing, or popped back into human form. In one classroom, Pepper scared a fluxer pig that must have weighed 800 pounds. In the college guidance office, a large brown bear dropped to its belly and crawled into a corner in fear. Then Pepper paused her magic for a minute. The bear fluxed into a very cranky senior girl.
"I'm not sure using upside-down magic is fair," she said.
"Dr. Horace listed all the rules," said Mitali. "He didn't say not to."
"Well, there's a flicker in here wearing way too much perfume," said the girl as she stormed off. "Good luck finding her without me sniffing her out."
It was Kinette.
Sebastian saw her easily, floating on the ceiling. He asked Andres for help tagging her. Andres took off his brick pack and tapped her quickly on the shoulder.
"Whom shall I say hath found me?" Kinette asked.
"You take this one, Andres," said Sebastian.
"Andres Padillo,"
cheered Andres. Sebastian found all 40 of the invisible flickers within 10 minutes.
10 minutes! It was a new sage record,
Mitali told Nori gleefully. Father was the last to be found, but he was found nonetheless. For the first time in sage history, he was sitting, cross-legged but still dignified, on top of his own set of filing cabinets. Nori could tell that Father was not pleased. He got down from the cabinet by stepping on a small table. Nori knew he wouldn't like doing such an awkward thing in front of the students.
"Whom shall I say hath found me?" he asked Sebastian.
"It's my friend Sebastian," Nori blurted, wanting Father to be kind to her friends. "Aren't his powers amazing?"
"Quite," said Father sourly.
Once Father reported himself found, a gong sounded. Everyone hurried out of the main building across the lawn to the Hall of Magic and Performance. Father announced that Sebastian Boondoggle from Dunwiddle had won the laptop. The flickers grumbled and mumbled, and Nori bit her lower lip. She was happy for Sebastian, but now the flickers wouldn't get their movie night, ending a 10-year streak of winning. And the rest of the kids hadn't gotten to enjoy the big hunt.
"Well, that sure was fun," she heard one of the sixth-grade fluxers grouse. "Not.
We barely got to do any seeking," said someone else.
Both complainers glared at Sebastian. Unlike her friend, Nori wasn't an upside-down flicker. She couldn't see the bolts of anger she was sure the non-UDM kids were shooting at them. But she sure could feel them.